catch up on all tonight's interviews on the Ash London Live podcast. And don't forget to think up some new lyrics for the Aussie classic, Home Among the Gum Trees. And help Koala, hashtag change our tune. Go to changeourtune.com.
Where do I start, Dahl? Do you know my Foxtel wasn't working because of the weather, so I couldn't watch your performance live, and I was so angry. But then
how
I watched
bad
it like
was the weather though. It was so bad.
I feel like because the Come On video is moody and like grey and the rain, I interpret it as the universe saying yes. They were like, "We'll bring the drama."
Totally. And I feel like it really was quite fitting for 2020. And also, it's great for lighting.
My girl.
I didn't care. Honestly, everyone's running around like crazy going, you might get wet. Like, we could have someone there with, we've got poncho, someone can follow you around with an umbrella. I'm like, bro, like, I'm good. I'm not going to melt. I'm going to be fine.
I heard that I saw that you got locked in your makeup trailer at the grand final. It seemed very stressful. I need a blow by blow.
It was funny because I just wanted to get changed, so shut the doors. And then we just couldn't get out. It just like jammed. I don't know what happened. We just couldn't open.
Was it before or after the performance?
Before.
Shit.
I had all this promo to do and then get to stay, then sort of, you know, get ready to perform. And it just didn't matter what we did. We couldn't open the doors. They were just totally locked. I still don't know what the actual problem was, but I found it hilarious. But I saw Tammy from Sony just start going from like normal to like a little pinky, bit rosé, and then beaming at like 180 watts, like just freaking out. And it was, I think that's just what like made it really funny.
Well, you nailed it. It was so great. I can't imagine how that must have felt. You seemed pretty confident out there.
I think the van problem took away any sort of, it was like, wow, okay, now go. And yeah, you're right, I guess. I think a mixture with being locked in the van and then the rain, and it was just like, look, let me out there to have fun. I haven't played a gig in a while.
Yeah.
Had heaps of great sort of friends there as well, so I could just chill. And I don't know, I just felt really good.
So good. Well, when you like release a song with someone like Travis Barker, and I know you've got a great personal relationship with all the boys from Blink and their families, once the song's like done and out, do you like check in with each other like a couple days later, like, this is what it's doing, it's charting here, or like, how does that work?
Travis is pretty savvy. Like naturally, he's just on so much good stuff right now. He's like really popping. So, and he's just been so all over the rollout, really accommodating with everything. We talk online all the time. And I think it's just good when you find people that actually genuinely love the song. There are a lot of collabs happening these days where I feel like people are just jumping on each other's tracks and it's business and it's great for each other and whatever, but that's kind of all it is. I've been lucky where I've found people that are really invested in the music and like really build a friendship with me. And it's, yeah, I'm sure I'll find one day that's kind of like, yep, I'll do this. See you later. Bye. But I just haven't hit that person yet, so I feel lucky.
Yeah, I guess when you do your Beyonce collaboration, you won't expect much from her other than just the vocal on email and then never hear her again.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to do too much reposting for me.
No, probably not. Imagine.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hey, B. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Oh, wait, I want to talk about the actual song lyrics because I heard this song for the first time with you in the car in the middle of somewhere between Broken Hill and White Cliffs. And we listened to it twice and it is very, it's very sad, but it's very honest. Like this, it's because it's someone really like not just being open about the good part of what they're up to and feeling, but maybe some of the stuff that we wouldn't normally admit about ourselves or, you know, you say, yeah, I'm killing it and working hard, but you don't talk about the fact that, you know, maybe, you, did you know what I mean?
I do. And yes, that is exactly why I felt good about writing the song, because music to me, I connect with songs that are really, that you can just tell that they're from a really honest place. And that's actually Like, I don't know, what's the point in wanting to be a fan of someone if you don't want to really know what they're going through? Like, that's how I felt loving the artist that I did. It's like, I kind of got to look into their life through their lyrics and through what they're going through. And also, like, with Love Monster, I had a long time to write that, and I wanted this one to be very present and just inform people, like, this is actually me now. Like, this is, like, not always a walk in the park, and there are some really, really difficult sort of battles that I go through daily and changes in my life that, you know, it's not always sort of popping bottles and stuff. And it can send you into a pretty low place if you're not careful.
Totally.
And also you just need to constantly check in with yourself, because everything can sort of go 100 miles an hour, and you kind of need to be, you kind of need to have the strength to just hold the reins and go, whoa, wait. You know, and that takes a lot to do that, and to be able to know when it's time to do that. And this song just came out one night, and honestly, it just felt like a big therapy session. And because also it's me, I guess this song is me trying to apologize for any time I've ever made people feel like, you know, I'm not grateful or anything, but also, hey, you need to hang in there with me, because I'm just doing my best too. And I'm not, you know, I'm a good person, and I'm just trying to make music and keep up. But I, you know, I love anyone that is in my life trying to sort of be there for me.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that. So it's a very honest song.
Thanks for being the best, matey.
No worries. Thank you. It's been fun.
Always. Give my love to Shano. Eat some spaghetti.
I will, mate. Same back to Ados.
I will, darling.
And we'll chat soon, all right?
Bye.
Bye, team. Bye-bye.
Amy says bye.
Catch up on all tonight's interviews on the Ash London Live podcast. And don't forget to think up some new lyrics for the Aussie classic, Home Among the Gum Trees. And help Koala, #ChangeOurTune. Go to changeourtune.com.